Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you all. You're very welcome to the House of the Lord and this special testimony evening gospel service. May God bless you, even as we hear our brother testify to his saving grace. Let me just get through these announcements. I'll try and presse them in terms of what you've heard. Most of you have heard them in the morning, so I'll get through them as quickly as I can. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. will be the Consider Christ prayer meeting here, and I'll be back in the will of the Lord to speak. And then Thursday, 8 p.m, the midweek prayer meeting. Next Sabbath day, Mr. Jonathan Story will be taking the service as a licentiate minister of our congregation. And of course, those will be preceded at 11 a.m. and 6:30 by the half an hour of prayer. Remember that woman's meeting on the 11th of September with Mrs. Margaret Russell at 8 p.m. And then the announcement concerning the children's meeting commencing on the 18th, Monday the 18th, and the bus will be around to pick up the children in the usual route. The harvest service will be Friday the 29th, the Reverend Patrick Baker speaking at that meeting, and then Sunday the 1st, the Reverend Paul Thompson, Reverend Stephen Nelson. Young people, do remember that youth rally this evening on Imported Down, and the Reverend Woods from Carrickfergus will be the speaker at that. Also, various reports from the Reach Mission Team's trip to Poland. And then the Whitfield College graduation and commencement on Monday the 11th of September in Martyrs, and the new moderator, the Reverend Samuel Murray, will be the speaker of that. Remember that Clocker Valley autumn rally on Friday the 15th at 8 p.m. with the Reverend McIntyre as the speaker and speaking on the Williamite settlement and our Protestant throne. And then the Dungannon's Ladies Conference on Monday the 18th. At 8 p.m, Mrs. Vi Dawson speaking, and Miss Charlotte Cockey and Mr. Peter Manders being the singers. Remember the two events about the RSE, Information Evening, as held by our Education Board that manage the independent Christian schools, and that's in the Burnside Orange Hall outside Antrim. On the 7th at 7:30. Now, I was asked this morning, is there any information evenings closer to here, so we don't have to trek to Antrim? I had heard that they potentially are in the pipeline, but this is the only information that I have currently. Once I find out more, I'll let you know. And then there's the RSE protest rally, Saturday the 30th of September, 7 p.m. in the Martyrs. And Mr. Callum Webster, who I'm sure you all know, is from the Christian Institute. He'll be here too. He'll be there to speak at that. So those are all the announcements, and of course we subject them to the will of the Lord. Let's open our hymn books. Great hymn of testimony, number 205. Not have I gotten, but what I received. Christ hath bestowed it, since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Number 205, page 259. And let's stand and really sing it out. You're singing well this morning. It's always easier to sing in the evening than it is to sing in the morning time. So I'm expecting great things. Let's stand and worship the Lord and really sing it out. Amen. That's a very good attempt. Let's just seek the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for that tremendous word, grace. Thank you, Lord, even for that little colloquial acronym that we have, great riches at Christ's expense. Thank you for the great riches of your favor that have been bestowed upon sinners. Father, we thank that you spared not. You gave the most precious thing that you could give. You gave your Son. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you that we preach Christ crucified. We bless thee, Lord, that in the cross work of Christ, there is power, saving power, cleansing power, keeping power, sanctifying power, quickening power. Lord, we thank you that Christ has purchased it all. Thank you, Lord, that everything that we need that pertains to life and to godliness we have in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those that are out of Christ tonight, that they will come and put their faith and trust in Christ. Lord, we know that there's a whole miracle that goes on behind that. Lord, we realize that the Holy Spirit must come and must quicken, must open the eyes, must change the heart, must give faith, must give repentance. And Lord, I pray that we will see the outworkings of that. We will see sinners come into Christ, even in this service. And Lord, we pray for those that watch over the internet, that you will bless and speak powerfully. Thank you for a brother. Thank you, Lord, for your grace in his life. Thank you, Lord, for his life of service for thee, for the gifts that you have given to him, gifts of singing. Lord, we thank you for even the joy of the Lord in his heart. Lord, we pray that you will just bless him as he continues to sing about the Savior. Help him tonight. Help him to feel completely at home in our midst. I pray that he'll say something which will not only resonate with your people, but, Lord, will glorify thy name. Will glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and will be taken up and used by the Spirit to bring conviction to bear. Oh Lord, bless right across our province of Ulster. We thank you for many men who will stand behind pulpits such as this. They'll open the book and they'll preach. They'll preach the word of God faithfully with a heart to see sinners saved. Lord, save sinners right across Ulster. Ulster needs the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, not any Savior, but Jesus Christ alone. Oh God, come we pray and turn the tide in this land. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're working even in the times that we don't see what you're doing, even in the times that we feel that the tide is on the way out. Yet, Lord, we have to say that you're doing more than we can ask or think. And Lord, we look forward to the time, Lord, when we will hear and feel of the winds of revival. Oh Lord, bless, we pray. And we pray for this place again. We ask that you will meet the need of the hour, meet the need of a man to stand in this place, to teach your people, to preach the gospel, to present Jesus Christ. Lord, give them a faithful man, a man who will love them, a man who loves the book, and a man who loves the Lord. And Lord, give them with a passion for souls. Lord, desiring to be a soul winner. Lord, make this place even a saving shop within a yard of hell. Lord, come we pray. Undertake now, we commit the meeting to thee. And Lord, once again, we just remember the Jordan family at this time, and especially tomorrow, as there will be that service, that funeral service. Lord, give great grace. And to the one that stands and preaches the gospel, we pray that you'll give power. And Lord, even in the tragedy of that event, and in the reality of death, some unsaved individual will realize that there will come a time when that will be them, that they will pass from this scene of time. And Lord, we pray that they will get right with God. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Well, as we've been announcing, it's really nice to have our brother Sam Houston with us. We had a time of fellowship coming down in the car. He was passing from McGabbery down, passing Dungannon. So we shared a car on the way down. It was great to renew fellowship again. I've enjoyed many times singing with him and playing with him and hearing his testimony. So, brother, come to and sing to us now, please.
Friends, before I sing, I want to say that I'm absolutely thrilled a bit to be back on Six Mile Cross. I was saying to one of our brethren when I come in that the people, when they see me, they'll be saying, that fella looks like Sam Houston's father. But anyway, it's been a long while since I've been with you, and I'm absolutely thrilled about to see the hand of God made very manifest in this beautiful building you have. And that's a result of your faithfulness. And the Lord will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's often quoted by many a minister and many a layman. But the facts are, that's exactly correct. And so I'm delighted to be here. I want to thank our dear brother for the wonderful journey we had here from down Dungannon to here. And the crack was good. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But it's somebody once said one time, the best key to be in is be natural, and always be yourself. And that's what it's all about. So I'm going to sing a song firstly here. It's simply entitled A Flag to Follow. And this is one of the ones I've recorded, and I hope you like it. But it's very applicable. There are many flags flown in our land and all over the world, but this is a special one. Thank you, brother. I sought a flag to follow, a cause for which to stand. I sought a valiant leader who could my love command. I sought a stirring challenge, some noble work to try, to give my life fulfillment, my dreams to satisfy. I found them all in Jesus, the truth, the life, the way. Beneath this flag I'll take my stand and follow him today. I sought a ringing answer for all my doubts inside. A torch of truth uplifted, my searching steps to guide. I sought a word of wisdom, a true authority. I sought to know life's purpose, to solve its mystery. I found them all in Jesus, the truth, the life, the way. Beneath this flag I'll take my stand and follow him today. I sought for satisfaction, for yearnings deep within. I sought for full deliverance from chains of guilt and sin. I sought for peace and pardon, for freedom from my fears. I sought a hope to cling to beyond these passing years. I found them all in Jesus, the truth, the life, the way. Beneath this flag I'll take my stand and follow him today.
I do
Now, the next one is, I see we have some young people here, and of course we're all young whenever you think of the age of Methuselah. We're only children, aren't we? But by the way, bro, that's not number three, it's number five. Could you go on up to number five? Number four. The only reason why I'm using this wee machine is a lot of my backing music is on it, and I'm sure you're well used to that as time goes on, but we have to keep as near the scriptures as possible, and this is very helpful to me. So anyway, this song is called The Birthday of Jesus, and I think it was on all these songs, in fact, are on some of my recordings. So here goes anyway. I hope you enjoy it. I know the children love it, and there's four of our churches want the children to sing it. I think it must be at Children's Day or something like that. But anyway, I hope you enjoy it. All right. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, how we love to praise thy name and celebrate thy birth. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, how we love to praise thy name and celebrate thy birth. Born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, he came one lonely night to all his love to show. Predicted long before, the King of Kings to be, this tiny babe is the one who reigns eternally. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, how we love to praise thy name and celebrate thy birth. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, how we love to praise thy name and celebrate thy birth. Shepherds on the hill expected nothing new, a night of watching sheep, the stars above in view, when angels lit the sky with news of Jesus' birth. They went to town to see the babe who's worthy of our praise. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, how we love to sing thy praise and celebrate thy birth. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, how we love to praise thy name and celebrate thy birth. Wise men from the east travel from their land to see the little boy whose star had seemed so grand. They carried precious gifts, they gave them to the boy, and went back home to tell their friends of never-ending joy. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, how we love to sing thy praise and celebrate thy birth. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, how we love to sing thy praise and celebrate thy birth. The bells are ringing still to tell of Jesus' birth. The choirs are singing out to give him all he's worth. And yet the world goes on, not knowing him who cares, to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, how we love to sing thy praise and celebrate thy birth. Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of all the earth, How we love to sing thy praise and celebrate thy birth. Amen. There's no birth more important than the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This next song, my friends, is entitled The Christ of Heaven. I beg your pardon, just hold on a wee second there. If I got the number right there.
Do you want to go to seven? My fault, technical difficulties. Sack the sound engineer.
Praise the Lord. That means the embarrassment that I had's gone. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Do you know the Christ of heaven? Precious babe of lowly birth, gift of love from God the Father, Savior given to all the earth. Do you know the Christ of heaven? Do you know him as your Lord? Can you say to him, my Savior, worship him as Christ the King? Do you know the Christ of heaven? He is Christ of Calvary, heavenly guest, despised, rejected, crucified for you and me. Have you room for him? Oh, listen, do not bid him to depart. Take him now to be your Savior, Christ the Savior in your heart. When you know the Christ of heaven, joy of joys to you belong, peace which passeth understanding, wondrous new redemption song, life eternal your possession, precious promise now of God. When you know him as your Savior, Christ the Savior as your Lord.
Thank you very much, brother, for that ministry in song. And do you know the Christ of heaven? If there were to be another special testimony meeting and you were asked to come and share your personal testimony, could you do it? Notwithstanding the nerves of standing in front of people. But I mean, in talking in concept, could you do it? Share how the Lord has saved you. Share about the time when you realized your need, realized the problem of your sin, realized the problem of the judgment, because it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Have you reconciled those terms? You come to the Savior. If you haven't, well, today is the day. Today is the day of salvation. You come and bow before Christ. Let's turn to our hymn books, 228. Before a brother comes to testify, he might sing again. I never assume anything with our brother because I've experienced to know that anything can happen in the next half hour, you know. So I never assume. He might well sing. He might well testify. First, who knows, but we'll sing 228. I have a message from the Lord, hallelujah, a message unto you I'll give. And we'll stay seated for verses 1 and 2 and their respective courses, and then we'll rise for the third verse, and the stewards will lift the offering.
Let's stand for the third verse.
Ask a brother to come now and share his testimony and sing again if he wants to.
Amen. May the Lord bless the Reverend Markey and all our ministers as we seek together, friends, to promote Christ and Him crucified. There's only one God and one mediator between God and men. The man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for the many. So therefore, all other so-called faiths are garbage. And that's a fact. That's strong language. But that's a fact. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Nobody else. And He is the God of heaven, our lovely Lord. Now, friends, I want you to turn with me, please, to the Holy Word of God, and I'd like you to turn to, first of all, Acts chapter 16, and we're going to read from verse 23 of Acts 16. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, that is upon Paul and Silas, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Praise the Lord. And then I want you to turn over to Genesis chapter 31. And there are a couple of verses down there, verse 13 and 14. It's actually verse 13. It is Genesis chapter 31 and verse 13. And we read there, "I am the God of Bethel,
where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowedest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out of this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And then there's another verse, and it's in, just bear with me, it's 103, Psalm 103. And it's the last verse, and it says there, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. May God add his blessing to these readings of his precious word to all our hearts. My friends, some preachers will boast that they never have a note beside them to keep them right when they're preaching, because they're so well versed, they don't need notes. Well, I'm not like that. I've got a wee bit of paper here like that. And if I start to give my testimony, I am liable, without the notes, to maybe tell you the end at the beginning or the middle at the end. And so hence, I've got this little bit of paper here to keep me right. I'm sure you can see the sense of what I'm saying. Now, my friends, I was born in 1943. Not as old as Methuselah, as I said, but it's a brave while ago. My family, well, my mother and father, they raised six boys and one girl. The first boy died as a baby, and thank God he is in heaven. My dad died in 1945, and my mother was only 36 years of age, having to look after five boys and one girl. Now, my youngest brother, Noel, he wasn't born until the following Christmas Day after my dad died on Halloween night, 1945. He never set eyes on his father on earth. Anyway, he's going to see my dad, because a Pastor Brooks, a Baptist pastor, pointed my dad to the Lord, and my dad's in heaven. Thank God he's alive with the Lord. And my mother got saved just a week before she was 98. My mother was a very proud woman. She was a good mother. But if you sat on a cushion, she said, don't be sitting on the cushion. And you know, my friends, she was house proud. No harm in that. But you can go overboard on it at the same time. You want to see my living room? If she was here, she would say, Sam, get that cleaned up. Well, it's not all that bad, you know, but it's different. Whenever my wife was with me, you know, she passed away 3.5 years ago. And thank God she was a wonderful, safe soul. She was in heaven with the Lord, with all the redeemed of the Lord. And I look forward to that day when I will see our loved ones in the glory. But friends, there's a hymn that says, I want to see my Savior first of all. Now, I'm having to stall because I'm trying to find out where I left off at. My eldest brother, Dick, he was Richard, he was called Dick for short. He got saved a week after he passed away. And he was a farmer, and the silage stuck on the trailer behind, and he went in below the door and grabbed the silage to try and give it a bit of a help to come off the trailer. And he was buried below it. He took a massive coronary. But thank the Lord, he got saved a week before it when I was out in the
shed. He was sitting on concrete blocks. And I said to him, Dick, I said, you know, you need to be saved. And he looked up and he says, I know I need to be saved. That's just the way he shouted at me. Well, you know, my eldest brother, if you annoyed him, he would mill you. And I thought that day I was on for it, you know. But thank the Lord, he was a dear, humble soul. He was a good fella. He would have done anything for me. And thank God that day, Dick got gloriously saved. And he's in heaven as well. But you know, my friends, as a young fella, I was sent along faithfully by my mother and the rest of the family to Sunday school. My first solo was in the Mourne Presbyterian Church in Kilkeel. Well, there's no harm in mentioning Presbyterian because we're Presbyterians, aren't we? Free Presbyterians. And my first solo I sang at four and a half years of age. And I'm still singing. And it'll not be long till I'll be 54. Singing for the Lord, I mean. Amen. It's a great different sense of humour too, you know. We need that nowadays, you know. I think the Church of God needs to praise the Lord more often. You know, if you have anything to be happy about, if you're saved, then we should rejoice greatly, far more than the world. Oh, the world are clapping and shouting at football matches and those silly old, stupid old rock concerts and so on, all that rubbish. And they're yelling and shouting and you think, but their joy's not going to last. But our joy will last. Our joy will last for all eternity. Yes, that's promised to us from God's word. Anyway, dear friends, thank God for being sent along to Sunday school. And I'm glad of this. In those days, those young days, thank God I was taught the scriptures from the old-fashioned King James Bible. There was no modernistic nonsense then. And I thank God for the old-fashioned word of God. Praise the Lord. And thank God when I got saved, there was a whole lot of verses that I learned as a wee fella. And they come back to my memory again. But that was the Lord's doing. The word of God was buried in my heart. And thank God for the joy of the Lord as I was a young babe in Christ. And now I stick firmly to the old-fashioned King James Bible. You know, friends, when I got saved, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And there were people that were gagging me. Do you ever hear that word before? Gagging you. And anyway, I better get back to the point and tell you how I got saved before I go on to that. I was sent along, friends. Of course, I didn't know about being saved, even though I learned the scriptures. And the reason for that was that I was actually dead. I was dead spiritually, and I couldn't comprehend or understand what salvation was about until my wife, God love her, and God loves her and will always love her, she spoke to me because there was a brother man came to the door of the apartment that we were living in, and I opened the door just a wee bit. And he said, we're running a mission down in Harryville Gospel Hall. You'll come along now, won't you? I says, I will. Well, you know, I had no notion of going to the gospel mission. But I took the tracts that he gave me and set them on the mantelpiece. And about 10 o'clock that night, Betty says, Sam, I'm going to bed a wee bit earlier. And she lifted the tracts and went to bed. Well, in the middle of the night, as Betty was reading the gospel tract, she knew she needed to be saved because she used to be taken to mission halls by her dear mother. And Betty knew the way of salvation as far as the head knowledge was concerned. And there are many people who have head knowledge about, you know how to get saved already, but they're not saved because they've never taken the step. But thank God that night Betty took the step. And thank God the Lord saved Betty that night. She came under deep conviction of sin. And as she wept, she told me all about it. And she wept as she was in bed. And she asked the Lord to save her. The next day she got up, she says to me, Sam, if you drop dead the way you're living, you'll go to hell. Says I, if you don't shut your mouth, woman, I'll fire you out over the veranda. That's no way to talk to anybody. That's
You would call, anybody would talk to anybody like that, they would be called an ignoramus. But then, you see, I just thought that, well, I'm every bit as good as you are. See, I was depending, really, if I was such a place as heaven, I was depending, really, on not being a bad creator, and really depending on my good works, really, I suppose you could say. And I would have done anything for anybody. I would have given you the sweet out of my mouth, although I'm not recommending for you to do that. That's not a very clean thing to be doing. Although when we were children, we used to do it. But anyway, friends, you know, I was sent along. I should have told you, I was sent along, firstly, this is all mixed. I'm down at the end, near the beginning. But I was sent along to the Masonic school in Dublin. And you know, masonry is of the devil. I know. It's of the devil. It's not of God at all. They put the Lord Jesus Christ on the same level as Buddha and Muhammad and all these other foolish men, foolish gods with a small g, G-O-D. Our God is capital G, G-O-D. But I was sent along to the Masonic school anyway, and I'm trying to cut this short, but I could not understand algebra. You might as well have said to me, Yaha, Mahu, Maha, for I could make nothing of it. Anyway, the teacher that was trying to teach me algebra, mind you, it was only about 11 and a half at the time. And he was a bad-tempered rascal. So teachers shouldn't be pull a bad temper against the wee children, you know. But that man reported me to the headmaster of the school for being stubborn. But I couldn't understand. And the headmaster said to me that night, he took me, I got word to go down to his office, and he said, Houston, that's the way they spoke to you. He didn't say Sam nicely. Houston, take your trousers down. I was in my pajamas. And he wheeled me on my bareback side 12 times with a big thick cane, as thick at least as my thumb. And friends, I had to sit on a seat, on the corner of a seat for 2 weeks after it. And that man would have been put in prison over the head of it. And so would the rascal that reported me. But they're all gone. And I never got an apology. But the Lord knoweth the way we take. And that's what's important. However, I left that school, and there was another master, and he used to hit me across the knuckles. And there was wee lumps come up on my knuckles like marbles. Well, do you know, I did not like him. He was a Latin teacher. I was only an ordinary, I was dyslexic, you see, as a young fella, and me sent to a grammar school. And I couldn't make head nor tail of half the stuff we learned. I had to learn Irish, I had to learn French, I had to learn Latin, I had to learn, there was another language, what was it? Was it Greek? Anyway, I learned that at Bible school, only a wee bit. There was a wee bit of Hebrew too. You've probably heard about the fellow who says, oh, he says, do you know a little Hebrew? He says, aye, I do. He says, he just lived down the road. But you know, friends, this man that hit me across the knuckles, I thought, I'm going to get my way back on him. And he had a wee bit of a lisp. Now, there's no harm in people having a lisp. But this man had a wee bit of a lisp, and he used to talk about his squitter. He had a wee squitter. You know what a wee squitter is? It's a wee two-wheel thing with an engine in it. And I woke me. There were two of my brothers were at the school. They were younger than me. Albert was a year younger, and Noel was two years younger than me. And away at 6 o'clock in the morning before I headed to the north, to get the train to go to the north, I woke up Albert and said, come on quick here. And now, I'm not recommending you do this, but I wanted to get my own back. You see, that's the way it is. And anyway, we're not to be a striker, of course, I know that. But I tell you, I wasn't saved at the time. Albert says, what are you going to do? I says, come on quick, you'll soon see what we're going to do. So I was bucketing out of the heavens, as they're saying.
and I got the scooter. Albert says, what are you going to do? So I jump on my head and give me a bit of a push here. And we went down a hill, and there was a field. You can imagine looking down there, and it was hollow, and it was rising up here. And, of course, with the floods, there was a barbed wire fence here, and there's a big pile. And I, hey, what are you going to do? Whoo! And I humped it. I hailed it in over into the water, and all you could see was the... Well, I felt that I was greatly rewarded, you know. But you know, friends, there's no reward like the one the Lord Jesus Christ can give you. You not get a better reward than God's salvation. That's the greatest reward of all. But anyway, friends, after John Thompson, this brethren man, brought the gospel to us, Betty said to me about being saved, and said, what do you mean by this old saved business, woman? Somehow, whenever you meet other people, you become a wee bit more polite, don't you? But behind the door, you're maybe not as polite as you should be. But I had a lovely wife, a good wife, and thank God for her. But anyway, she explained to me how that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, and I was a sinner, and I needed to be saved. And thank the Lord, 9 days after Betty got saved, she got saved on the 14th of February 1970. And on the 23rd of February 1970, I started to cry like a child as Betty was there and John Thompson, the evangelist, was there. And the Lord broke me down and the Lord opened up my blinded eyes and showed me clearly that the Lord Jesus Christ loved me so much that he died on the cross to pay all the debt of my sin. And that night, that was the night I came as a sinner to Jesus. And you know, my friends, it was the greatest night of my whole life. And I thank the Lord he has kept me all over the years. I've been down in the valley and I've been on the mountaintop. But thank God, God has kept me all over the years. Then I got very concerned about souls. And I used to run out. I used to serve my time in the drapery business as a young fella. And then later on, there wasn't much money in that, so I thought I'd take up a trade later on. And I did, and I graduated as a fully trained fitter welder and writes to coach builders in Ballymena. You heard tell of them. But then I got hurt. I got my left leg and ankle broken with a big heavy piece of steel. I was building a skip. And the skip skipped on me. And you know, friends, I thought I was going to heaven at that time. But the Lord brought us round. And then I went back to my work after a while. And I was just walking along, I let a yell out of me. And the boy says, oh, that's Sam again. And every now and again, I would let this yell out of me. That's Sam again. And I knew there was something else wrong with me, the injury I had. So we got back to the man that set the leg. And we told him the situation. He says to me, do you know what he says? He says, you're bluffing. Well, do you know that talk about giving me fire? I says, sir, I want to tell you I'm no bluffer. I says, I'm saved, I says, and I'm on my way to heaven. I have asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive me for all my sins, and I tell nothing, only the truth. And the word of God says the truth shall set you free. That man never opened his beak after it. And quite rightly so. Anyway, dear friends, the burden got so great that I got accepted into the Whitfield College of the Bible on the missionary course. And then I got a call to go to Canada as Minister of Visitation in our Toronto Free Church. Then there was a while later, there was a wee bit of a hiccup, you know, a wee bit of a difference. But praise the Lord, that has all been sorted out and everything's going great.
and we're all good friends, and that's the way it should be, because the Bible says we're to forgive one another even as Christ forgave us. And so I, at that time, resigned my position, but I never resigned from the work. And evidence of it is I'm here tonight. So I'm still praising the Lord and still going on for the Lord. And if somebody's annoyed you, you forgive them. Because if you hold bitterness in your heart, it'll destroy you. And so God wants us all to forgive, even as Christ forgave us. And so I was saying to our brother when I was coming down the road, I'm like a fella who was so happy in Christ. He had a bit of a stammer. I have a brother who's a wee bit of a stammer. And this fellow was asked the question, are you really happy? He was a saved man. And his reply was, happy. I'm just bubbling over with joy. And you know, that's the way I am. I'm bubbling over with joy deep within. And I don't look to anybody else. I just keep looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you look to the Lord Jesus Christ, thank God, my dear friend, you're looking to the one that sticketh closer than a brother, and he'll never, ever let you down. Praise the Lord. I've had many wonderful opportunities. I had the privilege of leading a few souls in Canada to the Lord when I was there. And one man got saved. I went to the door, and he wanted to know how he would get to heaven, and I told him God's plan of salvation from the wee wordless book. And thank God, that man, in my next visit, he told me he had got saved and his wife got saved. And I went a further visit, and when I knocked the door, he opened the door, and he said, Brother Sam, my wife and I, we want to wash your feet. That's a strange thing to ask. Want to wash your feet? You know what my thoughts were? At that time, I had smelly feet. But you know, that's not what they meant. Because the Bible speaks that the Lord blesses the feet of the preacher. And thank God, as I sat in that house, and to tell you the truth, I just cried like a child. Well remembered. And those dear senior citizens on their knees washing my feet in that dish. What a humbling experience that was. And so, my friends, as I close, may I just say this. Keep witnessing for the Lord, because you never know the person you're talking to or giving a tract to. That person could get saved. So keep giving out the tracts. God is the God who can work miracles. He worked a miracle in my life, and I believe he worked a miracle in many a life here tonight. And if those of you are not yet saved, I don't know you all, but if there's somebody not yet saved, I would recommend that you come to Christ and receive him as your Savior, and you'll find he's no disappointment. There's a fella, and you call him Johnny Cash, and I used to sing some of his songs in the pubs and clubs before I got saved. And Johnny Cash actually did get saved. And somebody was trying to make little of him, the way they did with the Lord. And somebody said to him, how do you know you're saved? And Johnny Cash replied, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Now, it was not a good answer. And another fellow, he thought he would make a laughing stock if another fellow was saved. And he says, do you believe in rock and roll? And the Christian man looks at him and says, believe in rock and roll? I think I do, he says. He says, my feet are on the rock and my name is on the roll. It was not a great answer. So my friends, and there's another thing before I finish here, not too bad, brother. Praise the Lord. I sometimes I can talk far too long, I know that. But I want to tell you this. What was I going to tell you? Have you got TMB as well? You know what that is? Some of you do anyway, too many birthdays. I was going to tell you something else there, but it slipped my head now. What was it? Anyway.
Well, it did not matter. The Lord stopped me from saying it because it's taken away from my memory. But that did not matter anyway. I know it was good what I was going to say, but I just can't recall what it was. But that happens to when you're getting on in the years, that happens. But friends, I thank God for you all. Don't know you all, but I thank God for you all, every one of you. Thank you for coming to the house of God. Thank you for coming to hear my word of testimony. And praise God. I hope that it will be a blessing to you. If it hasn't already been, when you go and think of some of the things you've said, you'll be maybe talking tomorrow, oh, I understand better now when I think about it. Sometimes that's the case, isn't it? Somebody tells you a joke and then you don't get it till the next day. But anyway, God bless you, and God bless this work here, and God bless all our works. And let me tell you this, God's going to send you a man of his choice to this work here. Way back in the old days, whenever I was singing, and our dear brother at the back there, he'll remember it well. We were talking earlier when we come in. We started off with in very small beginnings. And praise God, look at this, that God has raised up. He's brought you here, and he's brought you here to serve him. And I believe with all my heart you're doing a great job. And thank you for having me. Thank you indeed. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Brother, for those words of personal testimony, I have to say that I've known Sam throughout the years, and maybe not as long as some here, but I can testify that Sam is a man who knows the joy of the Lord. And the pleasures of sin are for a season. Sin does have pleasure, there's no doubt about that, but they're for a season. But the joy of the Lord is eternal. And if you don't know Christ, can I encourage you to give your heart to Christ this evening? You'll never, ever regret it. Eternally glad that the Lord has saved your soul. Sam, thank you so much for your word. We're going to pray together. If the Lord spoke to someone here through something that a brother said, well, don't leave this place without Christ if you're not saved. You come along and speak to us, and we'll endeavour by the Lord's grace to answer your questions. And just share again the gospel message. But don't leave this place without Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your saving grace in the life of our brother here. Thank you, Lord, for his love for souls, his love for thee. Thank you for the joy of the Lord in his life. And we pray for all in this meeting. Lord, you know the hearts. Lord, we pray that those that are not saved, that you will speak to them and draw them savingly to Christ. May they taste and see that the Lord is good. Someone perhaps watching over the internet too, even in the privacy of their own mind, in the privacy of their own heart. Lord, speak powerfully to them. Bring conviction to bear. And may they turn to the Saviour and make no delay. Part us now with thy blessing. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.